Talking, of course, here about leadership and about ethical leadership, and there's been a dearth of that. And many people say the fish rots from the head. And one can't help but come back to the example of President Jacob Zuma. President Jacob Zuma has been found wanting on the Constitution. President Jacob Zuma stood trial for rape in our country, a country in which gender-based violence is one of the major drivers of inequality. Patriarchy, as you say, is ingrained. The face of poverty is that of a black woman. Now, we've asked almost every single presidential candidate that we've had here on this platform whether they believe, when we discuss the question of leadership and ethical leadership, that in the rape trial of President Jacob Zuma, the person who alleged that she was raped by President Jacob Zuma, whether they believed that person. So I need to ask you, Deputy President, do you believe Kwesi when she said that President Jacob Zuma raped her, irrespective of the outcome of that court case?
Well, I have to go with the outcome of the case. And the outcome of the case led to the acquittal of President Jacob Zuma. So he was acquitted of that. But at the same time, I have to pay heed to what Kwesi also said in court, because Kwesi herself, her story was that, yes, she was raped. I have to pay heed to that.
What does that mean?
And I have to be sympathetic. Well, I have to deal with both the issues that are germane in this case, because the one is what the judge said. And what the judge said is not a fable. It is the reality that finally led to President Jacob Zuma's acquittal. But at the same time, there is a side of me that says, yes, there was a young woman who complained that she was raped. So I have to listen to that and pay heed to that, and to pledge my sympathy and my empathy with her story.
Do you believe her, though?
Yes, she put her evidence before the court. She did. And, you know, when you're dealing with issues of gender-based violence, when you're dealing with issues of rape, the general tendency is sometimes to dismiss. And I know how difficult and painful it is for a woman to garner up the courage to stand up and say, yes, I was raped. It must be one of the most difficult decisions that she has to make. So yes, I would believe her.
It's just